the personal assistant of Nigerian rapper Oladipupo Oladimeji, aka Oladips, Abdulrasheed Opeyemi, has disclosed that the rapper, who was recently declared dead by his management, actually died for about 3 days before he came back to life. Recall that news surfaced on November 14 that the Chachi crooner had died following an ailment he battled with for 2 years. We are saddened to inform the general public that Oladipupo Olabode Oladimeji, aka Oladips, passed away yesterday, November 14, Tuesday evening, at exactly 10:14 p.m. We are still in shock as we speak. For over 2 years, he has kept his battles within himself. His body is now with his family. The family asked that we respect their privacy in this trying time. May God give us all the fortitude to bear this great loss. Amen. A statement from his management read. However, in an exclusive interview, Abdulrasheed shed more light on the management of Dipsyples Music, owned by the rapper, adding that Oladips was dead for 3 days before he came back to life. He said, I don't know how to say this. It was a misinterpretation with the manager who has access to Oladips' page. We all thought he was dead because he was not breathing until the third day when he was revived. By then, the manager had already shared the story. Even I could not reach him until the third day. Asked where the rapper was for the 3 days, Abdulrasheed responded, he was with his family. Abdulrasheed also revealed that the music outfit has since sacked the manager, whose identity he did not disclose. You are speaking with the right person in the label. The manager who shared the story has since been sacked. Oladips will soon address everyone on the issue, Abdulrasheed added. Oladips launched his label, Dipsyples Music, after his exit from LRR, Edge Records, owned by Nigerian rapper Remilekin Safaru, aka Reminisce, in 2019.